We're joined by Jared Todd. He's the driver of the DHL Nitro Funny Car, today's Funny Car champion here at Sonoma Raceway. This is JR's first career win in the Funny Car category, and he becomes the second person to win in both Nitro categories at this racetrack. The first person to do that was Don Perdomo. Other notable notes from today's accomplishment: he's the first junior dragster program graduate to win in the Nitro Funny Car category, and he is the first African-American driver to win in the Nitro Funny Car category as well. JR also won this race last year in Top Fuel. So I guess we'll start at the beginning. Beginning of the weekend, didn't necessarily get off on the smoothest foot.
No, not really, but Q1, we were on a really good run. Put a cylinder out around half track, and then it ran okay. Threw the belt off before the finish line, and then Friday night we had just been struggling all season long on Friday night qualifying. So we just wanted to make sure we got down the track and had something to go from. Of course, we wanted to run quicker than what we did. Didn't really get us in the top half where you always want to be in qualifying, but it's better than being at the very bottom where we were a lot this year. So going back, I think our car showed a lot of promise in Denver, which gave us hope coming into here. You get off the mountain, come back to sea level, and it showed. Then yesterday, qualifying, that Q3, they should have told us just to go back to the trailer. I mean, that was kind of a waste of a run. And then Q4, went down the track, just not as good as we wanted to, and got bumped back a spot and got paired up with Alexis, which you never want to run your teammate first round, but we'll take them however we can get them.
And that was actually it was a great race. First round was very tight.
Yeah, for sure. It just shows that both cars are, going in the right direction. The setup pretty similar, and the run, both went 95. That's couldn't ask for a better race, and luckily it came on our side.
Certainly the highlight reel run for this weekend is that'll go down in lore probably for many years to come with this racetrack, was the run against Beckman. So we heard you recount some of it with Alan Reinhart. If you could walk us through what was going through your mind there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I let one get away earlier this year, but it blew the tires off like that in Englishtown. I just didn't get back on the gas, and guys were pretty upset. Like, well, at least don't give up on the run. So it blew him off there. I'm like, I'm not lifting until I see him cross the finish line. And he wasn't really pulling away. I mean, he's out there, but then it quit. I'm like, man, I hope I got enough room to get by him. And I got down there. I'm like, oh, we got him, but it was pretty narrow. It's like a bracket race, and you're sitting at the starting line spotting somebody and got to run them down. But yeah, it was that was our lucky round. I feel like every race that you win, you got to have at least one lucky round, and we definitely burned it up there in the semis or whatever that was.
Open up the questions.
Did you kind of feel like it was your day when you won that race?
Excuse me, sorry. Against Beckman?
Yeah.
Be honest with you, I was just happy to be winning rounds because we've been struggling so bad this season. And Wilkie, he's right in front of us in points. Like, man, it'd be nice if he could go out so we can get around him, move up a spot. But no, he and I both, I think, kind of separated ourselves from the guys behind us in points. So it was a good day for both of us, and he's definitely overdue for a win. And you definitely don't count the wins before they happen. So was I feeling good? Yes, but I didn't have the trophy in hand yet, so we still have work to do there in the final.
JR, walk us through the final run. How did that go for you?
Back in the pit area, I mean, we made some changes to slow the car down after blowing the tires off like that. The track, when it gets to a certain temperature, like 120 degrees above, it's hard to get a hold of, as you saw in Q3 yesterday. So it happened again in the semis, and we're like, you know what, we just need to go down the track and not give it away. So we backed her off pretty good. And did what we had to do, go down there, and if he was going to outrun us, then he'd be holding the trophy. But, he had problems over there in the right lane, and just worked out for us.
It ties you with the guy who kind of restarted your career, Connie Clay, with 10 career wins. Talk about the accomplishment of tying one of his major accomplishments and what he's meant to your career.
It's pretty awesome to even be listed with the boss man. I mean, he's a legend in the sport. He's given so much and done a whole lot for everybody in drag racing, and definitely without him I wouldn't be up here today. I mean, I can still remember when I got the call to come to Vegas and take over driving the Top Fuel car, and I can't thank him enough. And hopefully he's still out there, because last year when we got to celebrate, he took that goblet from me and chugged it in one big gulp there. So I'm sure he's pretty thirsty out there waiting on me.
Go ahead.
Can you talk a little bit about how different is it to win in a funny car? How much of a transition was it for you to go from one to the other?
Funny car is brutal. The last 2 years, in my opinion, it's become one of the most competitive classes in the sport. From top to bottom, I mean, anybody can win in any position out there on Sunday. A lot of great drivers, and the teams are, I mean, it's cutthroat in qualifying. And I'm just glad I'm not running top fuel this year, because Steve-O, I mean, he's been murdering them every race. So it's nice to get away from him. But my transition earlier in the year, I was pretty nervous going into the funny car. Just, it's a different driving style, nothing that I've ever had to do. I mean, you drive a funny car way different than you would a dragster. If you were to steer a dragster like you do a funny car, you'd flip the thing over. So it took me a while to get a handle on that, and just getting comfortable in the car. And then we go out there and struggle the way we do. That you know, people are like, are you still getting comfortable? And, you know, I'm like, no, I'm ready to win. Like, I'm beyond comfortable in the car. It's just that we're not performing like we should, and now here we are. So it was trying my patience and the guys' patience there for a while, because they're used to winning. They've won a championship before, and they had a badass driver in front of me, Dell Worsham. And I'm not trying to live up to what he did. Just didn't want to let them down. I felt like I've given away a lot of runs this year that we could have gone down the track and didn't. And they stuck with me, and here we are. It's nice to pay them back.
Good. JR, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you just speak to, you're the first African-American to win at both these levels, the top two levels. Can you just speak to that, or is it meaningful to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, guy or girl, whatever. You go out there and you race as hard as you can. People don't know what I look like with a helmet on. So yeah, it was cool. When I did it in Denver, they come up and tell me after I won, hey, you're the first African-American to win a top fuel race. I mean, I had no idea. And it's just, I was happy to win my first top fuel event. The same way now, I'm just happy to win in funny car. That I was able to win here last year in top fuel, and to come back and do it again in funny car, it's pretty special. I love this track, and I can't afford to move out here, so I might hit up Steve Payne to see if he has a spare bedroom in his house. I can spend the rest of the year out here. I mean, this place is magical for whatever reason.
One last thing to bring up, you know, you mentioned that, you know, team's been working very hard, the results hadn't been what you guys wanted, but I think one of the hallmarks of the Coletta team is loyalty. They're fiercely loyal. These guys circle the wagons around each other. So just talk to me, or talk to all of us, about that, knowing that, yeah, it wasn't really coming together with the speed you wanted, but you knew that everybody was pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we knew it was only a matter of time before Todd and John O and Nikki and Tommy D would get a handle on things, and these things would start going in the right direction. And I was pretty excited in Denver. I mean, we had gone, I think, since Epping, which had been five or six races prior, since we had run a 3 second pass, and we went, you know, 390 whatever up there on the mountain. That's a pretty hard place to race, and to do it there, just that, you know, changed our moods a little bit. Showed that we were going in the right direction, and definitely gave us hope going into this event. So I think that we still have a lot of work to do to make these things competitive with the DSR and Force cars, and especially in qualifying. And qualifying is pretty critical in that class. That's one place where we're struggling. So like I said, we're going in the right direction, but we still have work to do. And hopefully by the time countdown rolls around, we're ready to get after it.
And as you sit here, there's hundreds of people enjoying ice cream at the Eric Pedlin Ice Cream Social. Eric was obviously, you and Eric were very close. This is a track that he had one of his last career wins at. So again, to kind of the funny car win here, adding to an already impressive list of first and accomplishments, is going to mean a little bit more too.
Yeah, for sure. It's always special coming back here with you know, the history with Eric winning here. We won here in 2006 together. And they honor him here every year. And his mom, Mimi, came up again yesterday with a picture that Youngblood did, just like last year. But this year, it's a funny car. And she's like, hey, can you make sure you take that with you tomorrow? So I had this with me every round today, and it worked out again. So it's pretty awesome to come back here and win a funny car, because Eric, he's extremely passionate about funny cars. I remember the one test run that I made in Gilbertson's car when I was a crew member. Eric had run just in front of us, and they were towing back, and you know, I'm backing up from the burnout, and I see him get out of the tow vehicle, and he's sprinting over the wall and just standing there and watching me and making sure I do an okay job. So it's pretty cool to come back and win on a funny car. I think he'd be really happy about that.
Sorry, can you just tell me, what do you have there? It's a picture.
Yeah, last year, Mimi Medlin, Eric's mom, had Kenny Youngblood draw one of these and it was at the Seal Master Dragster and, you know, said win the race for Eric. So I had it in my fire suit. She brought it over right before the final round. I put it in there, and lucky enough, we won with it. So she came by last night with this and said, hey, I got another picture for you to you know, take tomorrow. So I had this in there every round today. So clearly it's working. So yeah, I'll probably do the same thing like I did with the last one, have it framed up and sign it and give it back to her.
So it's a magical place that, I mean, you feel in your heart something?
I mean, something's going on here. I don't know. It's just Steve Page and his staff, they do a great job here. It's one of the nicer tracks that we go to. And it just, you come off the mountain, you go back to sea level. I mean, look what Jimmy Prock and Robert Height did. I mean, they threw down in qualifying. It's just everybody licks their chops to get here. And things kind of, I don't know, just lined up our way on race day. I mean, got some lucky breaks along the way. And when it's your day, it's your day.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
I've known you for 12 years. I didn't know you back.